The choice of Belgian Prime Minister Herman Van Rompuy as European Union President has drawn mixed reaction. The Obama administration saluted his appointment, saying it would make the European Union a stronger partner. But others are deeply disappointed that European leaders failed to choose a more forceful and high-profile personality to represent the regional bloc on the world stage. The same sentiment was expressed about the EU's new foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, the British trade commissioner to the European Union, who is little known outside her country. In voting for the candidates, EU leaders tried to strike a balance between competing partisan, regional, and gender interests in the 27-member bloc. Prime Minister Fredrik Reinfeldt of Sweden, which holds the EU presidency until the year's end, said the choices reflected an effort to unify the bloc.
I think the vision, the idea was that we have more and more cross-border problems. We have 27 member countries. We hopefully will be even more member countries in the future. We have a deep belief in the need for European integration. So what we were seeking were people to create continuity, to be able to put us together, to be the voice, the face, and the presence of Europe throughout the world. And have we achieved this? Yes.
Born in Brussels and trained as an economist, 62-year-old Mr. Van Rompuy was chosen as Belgian premier only a year ago. He is Flemish and a member of Belgium's conservative Christian Party. Yanis Emmanuelidis, an analyst at the Brussels-based Center for European Policy Studies, says Mr. Van Rompuy has already shown a talent as a consensus builder when it comes to Belgium's fractious politics.
When you look at Belgium internal politics, which are very complicated and dominated by problems between the two major groups in Belgium, the Dutch-speaking and the Flemish and the French-speaking, and he's been able to cope rather well with that complicated situation. So he's somebody who can see consensus, and that's something which you will need within the European Council, where the heads of state and government come together and need to find decisions on the highest political level.
As EU chief, Mr. Van Rompuy said he would remain discreet. When asked Thursday night about whether he supported Turkey's accession to the European Union, he didn't answer. Mr. Van Rompuy is said to be against Turkish membership. He instead talked about working together.
Without respect for our diversity, we will never build on our unity. I will always bear this principle in mind.
Asked how he felt about becoming EU president, Mr. Van Rompuy said that for the first time in his life, he felt like writing his memoirs. Characteristically, he did not elaborate. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.